guys, welcome back to my podcast, depending on where you're watching. If you're watching on YouTube, if you're watching, you're listening on any of the podcast platforms, welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to the Social Media Manager Bible Podcast, where I teach you everything social media marketing, social media management. This is the podcast for all social media managers. And basically, no fluff, no intro. We just go right into it like we're about to do now. But before I go, quick housekeeping rules. If you're just listening to us for the first time, don't forget to follow on any of the podcast platforms. And if you're just watching this, maybe you stumbled on it on your YouTube feed, make sure to click the subscribe button, turn on the notification bell, and like this video. In this particular episode, we're going to talk about how to actually make money as a social media manager. There are different ways you can make money as a social media manager. And in this episode, I am giving you 10 ways you can make money as a social media manager. And I'm going to tell you which ones have worked for me and which ones I haven't tried yet. So let's go right into it. The first one is freelancing. Yeah, freelancing. So yeah, as a freelancer, you can offer social media management services, and that's what most of us commonly do, and we call ourselves platform managers. So you offer services to manage brands page or manage a business page and everything. That's you freelancing. So for example, you can create and manage social media accounts, develop and execute social media campaigns. You can analyze and report on social media metrics, and you can charge your clients hourly or monthly or based on every single project. Yeah. We're going to talk pricing another time, but yeah, depending on the scope of work. So for example, you can charge $50 per hour or you can charge monthly. I would always suggest that you charge monthly. The hour per hourly would not pay you. So you want to charge monthly and you want to collect at least 70 to 80% upfront. But we're going to talk about that in pricing. Number two is consulting. Now, a lot of social media managers don't know that you don't have to manage a brand's page to actually consult for them and also get paid. I make so much money from being a consultant. I have like a training on Thursday this week where I am going to be consulting for a brand. So consulting services can include providing social media advice and guidance to businesses or brands. Like you can conduct like a social media audit for a business and you can offer recommendations and you get paid for it. Please make sure you collect your money first before you offer these recommendations. Please and please. And you can also provide ongoing support to them. It doesn't have to be weekly. You can tell them that I can provide like one hour every week. If you can do that, it doesn't have to be weekly, but you can do one meeting every month where you can provide support, answer their question, give them recommendation, give them feedback, run a social media audit for them and let them know that, okay, you know what, I got you, but you have to pay for it, you get. So you can charge clients a flat rate fee or an hourly rate. I'm against hourly rate, but some people charge hourly rates for their consulting services. Like you can charge $500 for a social media audit and recommendations. Yes, some people charge it. And in case you're not charging it yet, don't worry, you get to that point. Or you can charge $100 per hour for maybe consulting services. Can charge that and you will get to that point. Number three is affiliate marketing. I've tried freelancing and consulting and I'm still doing that. Affiliate marketing is something I have never tried. And what does affiliate marketing involve? Promoting products or services on social media and earning a commission for each sale made through your unique affiliate link. I currently have like a Canva affiliate link. I think I made money from my affiliate link on Flowdex, even though I've not been able to withdraw it yet. But yeah, you can make money from it, from affiliate link. And for example, if you're like a social media manager for a fashion brand, you can promote the brand's products on your social media platform and you earn a commission on each sale through unique affiliate links. Commission rates vary. That's why I don't really, the stress for affiliate marketing is quite a lot. To be honest, you want people to buy and you earn a commission that is not literally the full amount of what you're buying. And it might be 5% to 20%. That's like very little depending on what they're buying. And the people that make money from affiliate marketing, I met somebody that is an affiliate marketer and makes good money. Like there are people that do that. Like that's their full-time job. You get. But as a social media manager, if this doesn't work for you, no problem, because I've never tried it before. I just put links out for anybody that uses it, fine. Anybody that doesn't use it, fine. I'm not bothered. That's not where my major source of income comes from. But yeah, you can make money from affiliate marketing. Number four, sponsored content. Now, brands pay social media managers to create and post sponsored content on their social media platform. Yeah, some people still call it content creation, but that's what most content creators do. So if you're a social media manager for like a food brand, the brand may pay you to create and post sponsored content. Or if you're like a social media manager for wig brand, brands can send you wigs, create it. Fashion brands, they do that a lot. They send people clothes. We call them influencers, but yeah, it's something that you can also do as a social media manager, and you can get paid for, you can charge, people charge as high as $5,000 for a sponsored post, one sponsored post, and you can get that. So you can start with maybe $100 per post, for per sponsored post, or I'm doing dollar because the dollar is like the global currency. Number five is courses and ebook. Like if you're a seasoned social media manager and you've grown to a particular level that you know that you're experienced, you can help other social media managers. You can create courses and ebooks. Like if you have expertise, you can create and sell ebooks and courses on a platform or on your website. I do that a lot and I make so much money from it. So you can sell on Amazon also. I'm trying to get my book on Amazon. I'm trying to get an ISBN number. And talking about my book that inspired this podcast, please check the link in the description below. If you're a seasoned social media manager or you're a new social media manager, the Social Media Manager Bible is for you. It's like a textbook on social media management, okay? And you can charge like a one-time fee or you can charge a subscription-based fee every single month, depending on what you're creating. Number six is social media advertising. Like you can offer social media advertising services to businesses and brands. And this can include creating and managing social media ads on platforms. I know some people that actually do this. And for example, you can charge 10% of what the client's advertising spend. So if your client is spending $500, you're charging 10% of it. And that's how much you collect. So if your client is spending like maybe $1 million, you're charging 10% of it. That's like a lot of money. And there are people that are literally, that's all they do. Another one is influencer marketing. Now, a lot of people sleep on influencer marketing. Some brands, businesses don't know what kind of influencers to work with. And you as a social media manager can come in at this point. You can connect businesses and brands with social media influencers to promote their products or their services. Like it is something that you can do. You have a relationship with these influencers, you have a relationship with these brands and with these businesses. As a social media manager, you can identify and you can vet the influencers, you can negotiate the deals, you can manage the campaigns, and you charge a percentage of the influencer's fee or a flat rate fee for the influencer marketing services. Another one is social media training. I do this a lot. I'm consulting. I'm also doing social media management training and I make so much money from it. You can have one-on-one training or you can do corporate service training, and you can offer social media training to businesses and brands that want to improve their own social media skills. You can volunteer to like train their team or train somebody in the team or train the entire company, and you can charge a flat rate fee or an hourly fee. For this, I always charge hourly or based on the duration. It's very, very good to charge based on the duration also. Next is social media auditing. A lot of people don't know that you can audit a brand and make money from it. I have three different kind of audits I talk about in my course, and there's the extensive audit, there's like the quick rundown audit, there's like the intricate details audit. That's not the name, but that's how it is. There are three different tiers, and you can offer social media auditing services to businesses and brands that actually want to evaluate their social media performance without actually even managing their brand. So, and you can help by analyzing what's working, what's not working on their page. And you offer where they need to improve, you offer recommendation. It's going to be pretty, pretty, pretty detailed, and then you get paid for it. A lot of people make money from just running audits. And you can also create like, maybe if at the point you've gotten tired of auditing and you've seen that, okay, maybe your audit report works, you can do a self-explanatory audit, like PDF that people can actually use to audit themselves regularly as you're creating like an ebook or a course. The next one is social media management tools. I've not gotten to this particular point, but you can develop and sell social media management tools such as social media schedulers, analytics dashboard, or content creation tools. Like a lot of people do that. I've not tried it before. I am not ready to develop one, but yeah, you can charge a monthly subscription fee, which is what a lot of people do, or you can charge a one-time fee for the tool. And a lot of people charge as low as $5, like Linktree, Hootsuite, Buffer, their social media management tools. So you can charge as low as that or as high as whatever you want to get. So these are 10 ways you can make money as a social media manager. This is simple. I don't know which ones you've known before or which ones you don't know before or which ones you're just hearing from the first time, but there are different ways you can make money from social media management, and it is not only by managing a brand or business platform. Another one I forgot to mention is content calendar creation. Let's just make it 11. You can create content calendars for a brand without actually managing their brand, their brand page. You just create a content calendar for them and you give it to them. Another one is graphic design. Another one is video editing. There are so many ways you can make money as a social media manager. When it comes to video editing, a brand sends you their videos, you edit it for them, and then you send it back to them and you get paid for it. Like, you get paid per every single video. Graphic designs, you can offer a package. You can do 15 designs in a month. You can have 10 designs in a month, 15 designs in a month, 20 designs in a month in different packages, and you get paid for it upfront by making social media custom to whatever the brand gives you as their content. So you might also, like, if you it can be as high as, maybe when you do content research for them, this is how much you're going to be charging as extra, except, and it's different from when they give you their own content. And you can all create all these things with Canva, like, if you're very good at graphic designs. So I think that's more than 10, but I hope you found this video helpful. I'm trying as much as possible not to do long videos for you guys so that you don't get bored. And if you're still watching on YouTube, please don't forget to click the like button on this video. Don't forget to subscribe and turn on the notification bell so that you get notified when I post new videos. And if you're listening to me on any of the podcast platforms, please don't forget to follow. Don't forget to rate this podcast. And I'll see you guys in the next episode. Bye!